Dead puppies. Dead puppies. Dead puppies aren't much fun.
Echo Baritania, this is Sean. Can I help you?
Hey, Fart. How you doing? Oh, good. I had a question. What's your policy if I bring my dog on? It has to be collared and on a leash, right?
Yep.
And when he takes a shit on the ground, if he takes a big shit, you know?
Yeah, you need to pick it up and eat it is what you need to do. That's our policy here in the store. So if he takes a dump right in the store on the ground, then you need to pick it up and call the employees all around so they can watch you and then eat it. Okay? Thank you very much.
I do beg your pardon? Holy shit.
Jesus Christ.
Someone's fucking
this room. Sean, can I help you?
I need to speak with the supervisor, not get disconnected.
You're speaking to him.
What was your name, Sean?
Yes.
I called over there and I just had a question about what the policy was if my dog defecates. And the gentleman, the young man who answered the phone, said that I could eat it, that I should just eat it, call all the employees over to come see and watch me eat it.
So what can I do for you?
I want an apology from him on the phone while you're watching right now, or it's over.
Okay, I've got a store to run here, and our policy is if your animal makes a mess here, you clean it up yourself.
Why did he say that I could eat it?
I probably thought it was a prank call. We got a lot of prank calls here.
Yeah, well, that's not what it was. I was just asking what the policy is.
So,
and
so
he
the
said,
language,
eat the shit. He said,
the
eat the fuck.
Was okay. The
what?
The language used with my employee was okay.
What did he say? He said, eat the shit. He said the language, too. That doesn't make it right. What, he can't take it a little bit? He can't take a...
What he told me that you said was if my dog takes a big shit on the floor, what's the policy?
Okay.
That you said.
And he said that I should then eat it then. Do you think that's right? That's the correct answer? Yeah, eat the shit.
I gotta go. Thanks for calling.
You know what? You eat the shit, you fucking asshole.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Hawaii Pet Echo. This is Joe. How may I help you?
Yeah. Hey, Joe. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I needed to know, what is precisely your policy if I bring my dog there? Does he have to be on a leash? Can it be just in a crate?
Yeah, leashes are preferred.
Can they just be in a crate?
No, you could let him walk around.
Okay. So he doesn't have to be on a leash. I can just maybe come in with a broom and him.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, like a control broom. Is a control broom acceptable?
If you want, your dog on a leash is absolutely fine.
Well,
not on a leash, we'll have temporary leashes for you to borrow.
Well, I prefer not to. I prefer to just use the control broom. You know what a control broom is?
Yes, I do.
What is it? Smart guy.
It's to enable you to control your dog while you're in a store.
Yeah, you hit him.
Right.
You tell him, you motherfucker, you. Don't you get out of line, you motherfucker.
Right.
I say that to my dog like that. So you fucking, I scruff him too. And I put him on his back. I force him on his back. And I scruff him and I say, you motherfucker, you. Stop it, you motherfucker.
Well, you can bring in if you like. You just don't need to be too controlling in the store because we are accepting of all various types of dogs.
Okay, but this is just the discipline program that we use with our canine rather.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Now, he also does tend to leak a lot of pre-cum. Is that going to be an issue? Does that have... Because for me to go behind him...
take care after your dog.
Yeah, but for me to go behind him and get every single drop of pre-cum that comes out of him, I can't guarantee that. I mean... You know what I mean? Like, is it a big deal if a little bit... if you guys
get another dog will come along and, you know, take care of the mess.
We'll eat it, right?
That's correct.
And then and he turns gay if it's a boy dog, and he won't even know he's why when.
Hold on, please. Thank you for calling Petco. Connie O'Hare, Eric speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah. How you doing there? I need to know the policies here. I'm gonna bring my my bull mastiff in while we do some shopping. I need to know the policies. Bring this big bastard in there.
You need a what?
Well, I'm bringing my dog in, and I want to know what policies you guys got there for bringing the pets in.
Just so long as they're restrained and they don't like attack other dogs or anything like that.
No, he's a friendly dog. The only problem is he's got an issue. I don't know. I would say controlling his horny level.
Well, so long as you can control your dog, then that's fine.
If we come in, do you guys some extra size dog condoms? Because this dog's gonna fuck everything in sight, and I don't want any puppies out of here. Those are prize winners. It's pure blood, and I make money for that.
Well, there may be other dogs in the store, so I mean.
That's what we're gonna have to do. We're gonna have to keep other dogs out of the store while I do my shopping.
If they're here first, I'm not going to kick them out because you're coming in.
Why are you being an asshole to me on the phone?
I'm not being an asshole. I'm just saying if somebody's already here, I'm not going to kick them out.
Who's your fucking supervisor?
You can contact Tim. He's my boss.
No, who's the supervisor right now?
I am the supervisor, sir. I'm just saying if somebody's shopping, they don't let
people with dick lips run the store. Put the real person
on. Thank you, sir.
Piece of shit. Poop again.
He called the shit poop.
News, sports, music, but mostly prank calls. You're listening to Prank Call Nation.